Would you all please remain standing and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I would just like to say it's 8:59.
All righty, guys. Good times. I would like to welcome you to the Board of Supervisors meeting this August 1st, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Nice to meet with department heads, elected officials. Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning, just really busy. Still got the siding project out the jail going on. They're working on, still gonna take a little while, but they're moving right along. Other than that, I have nothing new to report.
Christopher Miller, Health Department.
Good morning. We're also keeping busy. Last week, we were set up at the first aid table at the county fair. We did see some folks out there. It was exceptionally hot, so we were able to kind of help them get cooled off a little bit. We are adding some additional clinics for our back-to-school things. We're getting inundated with lots of calls, so we have added some clinic days. So if people need to get immunizations done, to give us a phone call. Because a lot of our days have already filled up, we are adding days as we need to. We're participating at the National Night Out tonight and gonna have a booth set up there and be available for if people have questions about immunizations. And we're gonna offer the COVID vaccine as well. So, and then last week we had the Board of Health meeting, and the Board of Health discussed previously they had asked the Board Supervisor regarding a vaping ordinance. At that point in time, it was decided to do a position statement. They are again exploring, trying to get some information on that, as far as how many young people in the county are affected by that, and kind of get a general idea. They're working with Chris Kempker from the Iowa State Extension Office. And so at this time, it's just an information gathering, but they may down the road ask for a work session on that.
Thank you for that. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. We too will be at National Night Out tonight. Looking forward to that. Our park ranger, Ryan, will be down there. And then just get things together for our summer celebration event, which is next Saturday. Not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. Open house event there at Stars Cave, kind of a last hurrah before kids start going back to school and all that kind of stuff, and summer winds down. Looking forward to that.
Sounds good. Angie Bond, Safety.
Good morning. He's depressing me with hearing the summer winding down. We've been busy, but I really don't have anything to add today.
Okay, that's good. Doug Irvine, Des Moines County Jail.
Good morning. We've been keeping busy also. We have 81 total inmates as of this morning. We're down to 7 in Lee County, and there's 3 Lee County juvenile, so a total of 10 out of county. So those numbers are looking better. Not good, but better. I would also like to promote National Night Out. Sheriff's Department, jail staff will be down there. We'll have our boat, canine, squad cars. Hopefully all the kids can come by, and adults meet some law enforcement officials. We'll also have some giveaways, so everybody wants some swag. So for kids
little,
and adults,
baby soaps and toothbrushes like you ate, everybody. You're gonna have people lining up all night at your booth, bud.
Also on the agenda, Darlene Fox, her retirement's on there. Like to congratulate her on her retirement. Both a sad day and a happy day for us, because she's a very good employee, and where she's moving on to next, we wish her the best of luck, and let them know that they're getting a good worker. The Sheriff's Department has hired Ken Zahner. He brings 30 years experience from the Burlington PD as a certified deputy, or as a deputy, he is certified. He'll be doing some transports for the jail also, so we'd like to welcome him and he brings a lot of experience over to the sheriff's office.
Is that Kenny Zahner from the Burlington Police Department?
Yes.
All right. I've got a quick question. They're both canines are gonna be down there?
No, I think.
I'm just wondering if you have to separate them a little bit. I'm assuming they're both alphas.
I think they can get along there.
I just wonder.
All right, Attorney Hinkleby, County Attorney's Office.
Hello, yes. Sorry for being here a little bit late. I'm just getting back from vacation, so it's not through all emails yet. So I'll get a hold of almost all of you on different matters. But we've got National Night Out proclamation. That's gonna happen tonight. We're gonna have the grand prize game again, like from the Bozo Show. Kids love it. So you tell them the Bozo Show, they look at you like you're funny because they never heard of it. But they love playing it and trying to throw the ball in those little buckets. That'll be our piece of that pie. Other than that, nothing further to report.
Okay. Natalie Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. I've been out at the fair for the past few days. Yes, it was very warm. Nice to see those kids and their hard work. But just business as usual in the Recorder's Office. Sure.
Brooke, do you have anything to tell us from the Veterans Affairs?
Last week I was set up out at the county fair doing outreach. Again, super hot out there, but we had a lot of people through our booth, so that was good. Other than that, nothing new.
Okay, whatever the new name is, Mental Health
Agency of Southeast Iowa.
There you go, something like that. There you go. You almost got it.
Almost.
All right.
So we are officially 1 month into the new region. We've made it through our first claims cycle. I want to give kudos to the auditor's office. They're amazing to work with. I really bombarded them with a whole bunch of claims this go around and appreciate all their help. Couldn't have done it without them. Bob Lincoln stopped by my office yesterday afternoon. Everything looks like it's on the go for tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for the mobile crisis response. So we're excited about that, getting that program up, and that's the update on us.
All right. Gina Harden. Do you have anything to say today?
I do, actually.
Well, let's hear from you. You're running out of time to talk. You'll be leaving us soon, so that's right now.
Get a little bit put up with me.
We'll be glad to.
We will also be at National Night Out tonight. We're going to have our Wheel of Disaster. The kids spin it, answer a question, and they get a prize. So it's a huge attraction, makes lots of noise. So kids really enjoy that. And I'm still working with Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management to get in the public assistance request for the flood of 2023 that we had this spring. They're still gathering the data from all of the counties. They think we've met the Des Moines County minimum for our losses, and they were trying to make the state minimum. And they think they have done that. They asked for an extension from FEMA until August 4th to get that request in. So hopefully this week it'll be submitted, and hopefully we'll get a quick approval and we can start working with the entities here in the county to get reimbursed for their losses and expenses during the flood. So keep our fingers crossed on that one. And then lastly, I have a couple of personnel items on the agenda. One is that Cindy Bowen's last day was yesterday. But I'm proud to announce and brought her along. Shannon Prado has taken her place, and hope everybody gets a chance to meet her. And she's very enthusiastic and doing a great thing as well. 3 days training with Cindy, so hopefully she'll do great. She'll do great. So welcome.
Welcome aboard, Shannon.
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything besides thanks?
Just
want to make sure.
No.
We're sure your actions will speak louder than your words. Jared, land use.
Good morning. Land use department, pretty much keeping busy as usual. I don't have anything special to report here and nothing on the agenda today. I know we're planning on having a work session for the solar ordinance later this month. So apart from that, I don't have anything else to report right now.
Sarah Marie, auditor.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. A lot of things going on, but nothing new to report at this time.
Okay. Brian Carter, county engineer.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Jared for using up my time last week. and I would comment that even though I was sitting in a meeting, I was streaming the board meeting last week, and I could hear fairly well, especially what the board had to say.
I think Tom said it, so anyway.
Projects going along well. Highway 99 project is making good progress. Got a lot of concrete onto the ground the last week or two. Poured, I believe, yesterday, and I think they're planning on another pour this afternoon. So everything they're doing right now is on the north end. Had a few questions about the possibility of the Walker Road traffic being able to use the north end a little bit earlier than everything else, and I said that was up to the contractor. There's a slight chance, but there's certainly no guarantees. So we're still cranking along. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it is nice to see the progress. I think they were going to start demoing the old bridge today. That landscape's really going to change once that comes out. So that's continuing on. The bridge that our guys are working on 190th is in the tail end stages. So hopefully that'll open up maybe this week or next week. So I'll get you guys out there sometime and take a look at that. Other than that, plenty of stuff going on. Still working on plans for the ARPA bridges, I guess is what I'll call them. In the environmental permit stages right now, actually, I think the plans are probably coming along very well, and working on some other bridge plans also. Plenty of stuff to go on. So everything we're doing now is geared towards the next couple years, which takes a while. So other than that, I think we're good.
Ryan, are they working, doing some work down on the bridge on Danville Blacktop?
Are they, as far as the they're north of Danville?
Yeah. They doing some dirt work down there?
So we have four bridges very aggressively in the works and sets of plans. Two of them are bridge deck replacements, which that is one of them. At least three of the sites, when we go and build, whether it be an all new bridge or whether it be a brand new bridge deck, we have to upgrade it to the new guardrail standards. And what's happening is the new guardrail standards are longer. Every time you turn around, they're longer. So in that situation, in that bridge, they would have severed the two driveways on the north end of the bridge. So we went in with our own crew. We were doing the ditching project, still are doing a ditching project on Beaverdale and hauling the dirt one way or the other. So I diverted our trucks and we actually went ahead and widened the driveways with the dirt that we were moving and with our own crew to get that done and out of the way so that it wasn't an extra add-on and an extra time period on that project. So that's what you're seeing is just the driveways getting widened. Very similar to something we did down in Upper Flint where I showed you that. Exact same reasoning. We widened the driveway down there. It's a year or two early, but it's because of the guardrail is going to cross that driveway, so we're keeping those accessible, I guess. So that's what you're seeing on the north end of that bridge is just our crews came in and widened some driveways for the future project. That way, when we come along and do the work, the farmer, if he needs it, and they don't use those real often in that location, but if they need it, the driveway would still be usable as opposed to having it completely closed during the whole project, whenever that project comes along, which may be a year away on that one, but that's what you're seeing there. So no, I guess, work on the bridge itself, but kind of prep work ahead of the bridge project.
Okay.
I stopped for coffee this morning and they asked me about it. I
Just that's.
So I really don't know for sure, but I'll find out.
What that is, it was just driveway widening. Contacted both landowners, let her know what we were gonna do. Pretty much got in and got out, actually. If the weather had been right, we would have had it seeded and everything. It probably would be growing grass already at this point, but, and that's why we're doing it. So it's not part of it, but it's because of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm a little slow today. I can't remember your name.
Teresa.
Teresa, do you got anything you want to say?
I think Doug covered it all for the sheriff's office.
All right, well, we appreciate Doug for covering it.
You know, the only thing he didn't cover, he said he's going to have a price. I thought maybe he's going to have a drawing for that Corvette he drives around.
Come to National Night Out. Maybe it'll be there.
Come to family night. There you go.
Guys, Tommy, if I can piggyback on what Patty was saying, would you give one of those to Bob, maybe both Bobs want one of those? And those of you who have been to these meetings have heard us talk about a mobile crisis service. The mental health region, and along with the law enforcement, we've been trying to get this started to track one for years. And like Patty said, tomorrow at 7 a.m., we will start one. So the gist of it is if somebody's in a mental health crisis, they can call. All the information's in there, and there's wires over there if anybody's interested. They can call 988, or there's another number. They can have a two-person team there within an hour that can assess your condition, can recommend, and very likely get you into a facility. It would take the pressure off law enforcement. They can perform some sort of an assessment that has to legally be performed before anybody can be committed. They can perform that. I'm not going to try to explain it. We want to get those in as many hands as we can. And for any press that is here or is listening, the person for Elevate that is in charge of this is Jennifer Stevenson. Her number is 319-464-2390. I did not steal that. She would be happy to explain that service to any press. So please feel free to give her a call. And we want people to be aware that this service is available as soon as we can get the word out there, because I'm excited about it. Law enforcement's excited about it. The region's excited about it. So we think this is going to be a deal. So that's all I've got. Well, thank you for bringing that up. That's plenty good. And it is going to be great for us. We're blessed to have it going. Jimmy, were you going to say something? I thought you were. Okay. I thought you were going to say something. I want to make sure I didn't miss you.
Waving at you.
Just waving to me. Wave back to you, Jim. All right. Okay, well, moving on then. we have any correspondence, gentlemen?
I have none.
Okay. Well, we do have one correspondence that we'll read. Duane County Auditor says, Duane County Supervisors, we again want to thank you for your generous donation to the Danville Station. Your donation over the years has helped us create a very busy library for our town with activities each month for children as well as adults to enjoy. A museum that visitors from every state in our nation, as well as several international guests, have toured and given us rare reviews, saying it is a gem for our state. And now our vision of pre-World War II rail car is coming to a reality, as it will be delivered in August. Wow. Your donation will go toward building a structure around it to protect it from the weather elements, as well as adding additional exhibits of the Holocaust. Again, thank you for believing in our project. Janet Hessler, the curator of the Anne Frank Pen Pal Connection.
Speaking of waiting for something, they've been trying to get this. This is one of the rail cars they use to transport Holocaust victims, that they would load people up in train cars and transport them to concentration camps. So,
didn't they put this together like in Germany or something?
I don't know if they could answer the questions. They've been working on this for years as well. So this is a little. What a publicity wouldn't hurt that, and anybody that would be interested in seeing that. It's a fabulous museum. You go through the Anne Frank part of it. I a few years ago, they had a Holocaust survivor. They had this woman, she was like 80, 85 years old. And so I drove up there for the evening. There was standing room only, and you could hear a pin drop. It was, I just wanted to, that's a deal.
I will say that they just about got that done. They've been working on that, getting plans for and everything for this rail car. But living in Danville, when I go home a lot of times during school year, I see buses from Illinois, Missouri, all over. You know, even down around Westville, Missouri, they come up to see this little museum in this town, and it's unbelievable. If anybody's never been there, they ought to go there and just read this. These are actual letters that Anne Frank wrote to a pen pal who lived in Danville. So they started this museum. It's amazing. It's amazing what little library they do have in town. It's got more history than that little library than this library over here across the street's got. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you know their hours, Jim?
Not for sure. I could, if I told you, it'd probably be wrong. But
or they change it on him just so he could be wrong. But anyway,
I'll go on.
But it's something everybody ought to see.
Do they have a Facebook page?
They do. And that rail car did come through Germany, like you said. This was the third one that they went through the process of trying to get, and. There was a couple in Germany who had done it before for the Holocaust Museum, one of the Holocaust museums in Germany. And so we contracted through them. So that's where they were the ones that were able to find it. They had it brought in to where they were at, and then they refurbished it there in Germany. Now it's being transported over. So you're correct, Shane. That's how this got done.
Looks like they're open from 2 to 5 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 2 to 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1, and they're closed on Sundays.
Okay. And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Sarah as well. It's quite your deal. Again, they get international visitors for that, so that tells you something how good they're doing down there. So we're going to move on to discussion and vote. We're going to start off with 5A accounts payable claims. This is in the amount of checks, the amount of $647,351.56, and wire transfer payments in the amount of $220,067.35 for the grand total of $867,418.91. Make a motion to approve accounts payable.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next, we have a proclamation for National Night Out. Whereas the National Association of Town Watch sponsors a national community building campaign on Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, entitled National Night Out. And whereas the National Night Out campaign provides an opportunity for neighbors in Des Moines County and the greater Burlington area to join over 38 million neighbors across 16,000 communities from all 50 states, U.S. territories, and military bases worldwide. Whereas National Night Out is an annual community building campaign that promotes strong police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer and more caring places to live and work. And whereas neighbors of the greater Burlington area assist local law enforcement agencies through joint community building efforts and support National Night Out 2023. And whereas it is essential that all neighbors of Des Moines County and the greater Burlington area come together with law enforcement and work together to build a safer, more caring community. And now, therefore, we, the Board of Supervisors for Des Moines County, Iowa, do hereby call upon the citizens of Des Moines County to join the Des Moines County Attorney's Office and the Burlington Police Department and the National Night Association Town Watch in support for National Night Out on Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. Further, let it be resolved that we, the Board of Supervisors for Des Moines County, Iowa, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, as National Night Out in Des Moines County, Iowa.
Second.
approve the proclamation. Second?
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
I don't know if anybody said it or not, but that's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. I know the time got out there.
Thanks, Doug.
And just want to give a thank you, too, to all of those that... So you want me to stamp one of these then, or what?
Both of them, please.
All right. For all of those that are being a part of that and helping out, it was a great time last year, and I'm sure it's going to be even greater this year, so... Get out there and support it. Personnel actions we're going to get taken care of today. The first one is for the emergency management. We have two. We'll do those both together. The first one is for Shannon Prado. She's here. She is the assistant volunteer coordinator. She's a new hire, 28 hours per week. Her rate of pay is $18.75. And we are glad to have you. And also the second one is for Cindy Bowen. Her title is Assistant Volunteer Coordinator, and she's retired effective 7/31/2023. I get a motion to approve both.
I would make a motion to approve both with a thank you to Cindy and a welcome to Shannon.
I will second everything you just said.
All 30, but my third don't count. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
She's smiling. Let's see how long that lasts.
I'm just kidding.
It's all good, Shane. It's all good.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
We're glad to have you. Next, we have three from the sheriff's office. And we'll do all three of those at the same time as well. The first one is for Kenny's Honor, titled Deputy. He is a new hire. At 80 hours. Okay, it says new hire and check off 80 hours. The new rate is $69,469.41. Effective hire date is August 21st, 2023. Okay. The second one is for John Gates. He's the title deputy at the sheriff's office. He is a salary adjustment for 74.77 hours. And a 24-month increase, that's what it is. His previous rate was $60,554.40. His new rate is $63,918.55, effective August 23rd, 2023. And then the third one is Xander Schweiss, titled deputy at the sheriff's office. Salary adjustment for 74.77 hours, and that is also a 24-month step increase as well. His previous rate was $60,554.40. His new rate is $63,918.55. Can I get a motion to approve all three?
Move. Approve all three.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
They say, put my back into it.
That's the honor speaking.
Put your back into it. Bless your heart.
We can't just be buying ink.
She's a sweetheart. put your back into it.
She's an elbow.
Enough said. Don't embarrass me, Tom. Don't embarrass me.
Enough said. All right.
We also have four for the correctional center. We'll do all of those at once as well. The first one is for Holly Carpenter. She's a correctional officer full time. It's her anniversary. 36 months step increase. Her pay has gone from, her new rate of pay is $47,733.07. Looks like it went down. All right, we're saving money. I don't know what that means, but they got the wrong number or something. But anyways, are we deducted now?
I don't think my name's on that one, is it?
No, I think what happened was it didn't get turned in before the July 1st step increase, so I think it's just got to get done for her file.
Alrighty then. Okay. Well, good then. The rate of pay is $47,733.07, and that is right. It was 46. I thought it was an 8. I'll say, wow, man, we need more employees like that. They love
There's
their jobs.
A couple of them out there.
I always trick them when I put these in.
Do you give them the little bar of soap with a toothbrush? You should be ashamed. The next one we have is Rita Forker. She's the kitchen assistant cook. It's her anniversary, and she gets a 3-month step increase. She's going from $9.36 an hour to $10.26, and we appreciate her as well. Effective June 26th, 2023. Then we have Jalen Lacey. He's a correctional officer full time. It's his anniversary. He's getting a 6-month step increase. His pay is going from $42,706.67 to $43,808.05, effective July 25th, 2023. And then finally, we have Darlene Fox, a correctional officer full time. She's retired, and we appreciate you, Darlene, effective August 3rd, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve all four of these?
Motion to approve all four with a thank you to Darlene.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah, put my back into it.
That way.
Well, I still think we need ink, but bless your heart. Anything to save a buck. Starting to get weak. He said it worked fine when I was sitting in the chair. So anyways, I'll just leave it alone. All right. This brings us to reports. For reports, we have the Dewey Buyer Trust, quarter ending 6/30/2023, with the total market value of $1,978,212.65. This will be on file in the auditor's office, and you can check it out at any time at your leisure. Sarah Marie would be glad to give you all the information on that. Wouldn't you, Sarah Marie?
Absolutely.
Alrighty. And speaking of Sarah Marie, it's her birthday. I don't know how old she is. Maybe she'll tell you. Bless her heart.
I don't know either.
Well, there's a couple of people around here.
Does that mean the supervisor's going to sing happy birthday to you?
Nope.
Aren't there HIPAA rules about that?
Correct.
She can't give her age. I don't think she would anyways. Alrighty then. Next we have minutes for the regular meeting on July 25th, 2023. We've gone through them, and we all agreed that the minutes are fine. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved to second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Putting my back into it. Yeah. Sir. We're coming down to a close. Do we have other business? Gentlemen.
I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda items. Just a work session coming up for
yes,
solar and
animal control,
senior citizen center.
When's that one?
Animal control or something.
Yeah. Probably the second week of August. But
so next week.
Next week then?
No, it'll be the week after.
Committee reports.
I attended the meeting of the Southeast Iowa Riverboat Commission, Southeast Iowa Regional Riverboat Commission. I'm a non-voting ex officio member of the commission. Some years ago, they decided that they should have representatives on those commissions, elected representatives of the entities that receive those funds. And incidentally, we're the only members that don't have to go through the background check. There were some people that thought that was because we didn't get to vote, but there was a lot of talk that they didn't think they could find any elected officials that could pass a background check. So I don't know the truth or how it happened. Somehow they shook out. That's
was
all
this
I got.
Specifically just you, or?
I don't believe I need to address that.
It wasn't Tom. He's just guilty by association. He hung out with iron workers. But anyway,
I attended a Southeast Iowa Regional Planning by Zoom, and Jared gave a good update on the upcoming stuff. So,
yeah, a couple new plans finalized. The transportation improvement program for our region for 2024 to 2027, and then our regional long range transportation development plan. There's a lot of work getting that updated, but that's now in effect. So a lot the culmination of a lot of work getting those together. So
thanks, Jared.
Yeah, Jared, we appreciate all that you do.
Okay.
Then we're going to give you guys a chance for public input. Is there anybody here that is sitting with us that has anything to say? You guys have been a lovely crowd today. Alrighty then. So we're going to give the public here a chance to call in. You can call us at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Sarah Marie will be glad to take your call. Or you can email us at board@dmcounty.com. Again, that is board@dmcounty.com. We're going to have Jimmy set the alarm, and we're going to give you 2 minutes now. We'd love to hear from you.
I have one thing to add, I guess. I was contacted by the DOT's contractor on the bypass up by Mediapolis, and sounds like they're getting ready to pour a bridge deck, one of the bridge decks. So they requested to close Mediapolis Road during that time period. So if there was some version of a failure, they obviously wouldn't put folks on Mediapolis Road in danger. So I would guess maybe as early as Friday might see a full closure of Mediapolis Road for a portion of a day. Still waiting to get some more information out of them. And then they're hoping to maybe do the second bridge deck within roughly a week of the first one. So just a heads up, we'll send out press releases once we know more, and ultimately it's a DOT project. It's just going to be a Mediapolis Road that gets closed because of it, which isn't the first time. It's been closed a couple times during work. So just, I guess, as a heads up, if you hear about it or see anything or whatever.
You're not expecting that full closure to be longer than a day?
Actually, their intention is to only close it while they're working directly over top of it, and once they're beyond, they should open it back up. So I don't even think it'll be a full day. I think it'll be a portion of a day, but I've asked for more rough timing and I hadn't heard anything, but just thought I'd give you guys a little bit more information on that since it might happen before the next board meeting.
Yeah. Can I remind people again, it's National Night Out tonight. Those that if you're looking for something good to do, it's a great way to spend some family time and get to know some of your some people that are doing things and protecting you and keeping you safe in the community. It's a phenomenal time. Are they going to, Tom, are you going to be in the dunk tank tonight?
I doubt it.
Shame. I thought your wife signed you up. But anyway, Sammy, what are those hours again? Do you have those hours?
6 to 8.
6 to 8 for National Night Out tonight.
Time's up.
That's your 2 minutes to Warren County. And again, if you missed the phone call, you can email us anytime you want, or stop us when we're on the streets. We'd love to hear from you, all that good stuff. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're adjourned. Next, we have a work session.